I love it. I have lived here all my life, and I have seen the road straight, and I have seen the road with a curve, and I think it's awesome to be able to turn onto Main Street and be able to see all the way down. I think it's hilarious to watch people parallel park because they haven't had to in I don't know how long. And I love the blue and gold squares.
That's Sunshine Stamper, and the squares she's referring to are now speckling the crosswalks at Main Street and Batson Oaks Drive with MSU's signature colors. It's intended to help pedestrian visibility, and she's not the only one who sees benefits for foot traffic. Emmanuel thinks college students will flock there.
For them to drive to, or for them to actually encourage them to walk and look at it. And I saw some people here with their daughter take a picture because it looked amazing. So, yeah. It's really good job for them to do it, and I was last night with them. It looked amazing.
But not everyone thinks it looks amazing. Leighton Kelly and Cheyenne White tell me they miss the trees, and changing the road wasted money.
I know previously that it was straight, and that they used a bunch of money to fix it, make it curvy, look more presentable. But with that, they did waste a lot of money just going right back to straight again. And I did really like the curvy roads anyway.
It gives our town a little bit of definition.
Yeah, it was pretty, and it had trees.
Almost everyone I talked to mentioned missing those plants, and the city does intend to replace them once conditions are better for transplanting. Aside from aesthetics, though, most people think the practicality of the road has been improved.
I like straight road. I drive a truck. It was really annoying to have the curvy road because it was really small in the parking where it was diagonally. I felt like I was just in the middle of the road the whole time. There was like so many times where I was backing out, hoping. Because sometimes you straight up couldn't see, depending on who parked by you. I think it's much safer.
Nona Camule disagrees. She thinks the straight road will make people drive faster.
I thought the curved road slowed down traffic. I thought the curved road with the trees and the plantings gave our Main Street a quaint look. And we looked different from every other little Main Street in Eastern Kentucky.
Tony Hobbs doesn't think speeding will be a problem.
I know there's been some concern that if the street is straight, that people will drive very fast. But I think, you know, maybe give people a little more credit than that.
And then there's the parallel parking. It increased the total number of spots by a few, and Kim Lambert sees other benefits.
I like having there's more spots right in front of each business. We can park up front and not have to cross the street to go to the deck, and the Squallies has some out front. Everybody has a few out front.
But if you ask Jennifer Nickel,
I don't like the parallel parking. It's a little intimidating when you're not comfortable doing that, but I think overall it was a smarter decision.
Like me, Jenny Bolt is torn.
I actually kind of like their little swervy place up and down and all the trees and plants, so this is different and it's taking a lot for me to get used to it.
And this is ultimately the job of everyone in town, getting used to a change that affects our daily lives. Ashley Gillum welcomes it.
You know, with any change, there's going to be an adjustment period. And so even, you know, when I was driving on Main Street this morning, I was just like, ooh, there's new blind spots that I'm just going to have to get used to. But once I get used to them, it'll be fine. I'm just not used to looking at these spots. Beforehand, you know, trying to back out on Main Street, it wasn't always a sure thing. So I could see how some people were not okay with it. I ended up using the storefront windows to figure out if a car was coming.
That's a relatable story for most Moreheadians and highlights the primary concern of straightening the street, safety. Most people seem to think it's helped, and the rest of us just have some adjusting to do. For MSPR, I'm Arlo Barnett.